You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome to Water Online Radio's live day four coverage from ACE 14. Todd, you're three of our coverage of this great event. You know what? And one of my favorite conversations every year is our chat with WEMA.
Well, such a broad perspective on the whole industry. You know, and we've had so much specific discussion with different individual organizations. To take a step back to wind up our stay here at ACE this year, it's perfect wind up.
We always seem to save the best for last.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, say hello to our next guest. Her name is Vanessa Leiby. She's the Executive Director of the Water and Wastewater Equipment Manufacturers Association, better known as WEMA. Vanessa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, the pleasure is ours, I assure you. Vanessa, before we get into our conversation, I'm quite sure our audience is familiar with WEMA, but take a few seconds and remind them what you're all about.
Oh, certainly. I'm happy to do that. I'm the new Executive Director of WEMA as of January 1st, so it's a pleasure for me to join this great organization that
Welcome.
Was actually, thank you, that was actually formed in 1908. So we've been around for 106 years, and we consider ourselves the voice of the water and wastewater solution providers in this industry. And so our primary efforts are in the area of advocacy, connecting our members and informing our members. We represent the water and wastewater equipment manufacturers and suppliers, industry supporters, lobbyists, a lot of industry publications. So we're really spending a lot of our energies informing, raising up the issues that are concerned to the manufacturing community. We are advocating in Congress for legislation. We're working on a regular basis with EPA, both on drinking water and wastewater. A number of regulations that are in the pipeline right now and just recently promulgated. And we're distilling a lot of information that we get on a day-to-day basis. As you know, all of our members and manufacturers are quite busy and have a lot on their plates. And so one of our primary functions is really to collect and read and distill an awful lot of information on a day-to-day basis and share that out with our members to keep them informed and abreast of the issues that affect them.
Well, Vanessa, you are a newbie.
I am.
Only 5 months, going on 6 months on the job, but we understand you hit the ground moving at a high rate of speed. Talk a little bit about the things that you've been focused on your first 5-6 months.
Well, certainly, and I'll tell you, I'm a newbie here to WEMA, but I've been in the water business for about 30 years, and previous to this, I was the executive director of the State Drinking Water Association, so I have state experience. I've been a consultant for EPA in the water program for 10 years, so coming to WEMA has been one more piece of the puzzle for me to come to a trade association. So this is unique, and it's a great opportunity for me to see another aspect of the water industry, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. We hit the ground running. We started a new strategic planning process where we're really looking at where we can expand and provide new services both to our current members but others in the industry, maybe looking to industrial stormwater, the energy efficiency area, reuse. So we're really starting to explore the opportunities that we have there. We had our Washington Forum, which we have every year in April in D.C., and we bring everybody in. It's open to anyone, not just members. And we talk about the issues that are of particular concern to our membership and bring in EPA, Hill folks, and the like. So we've done that. We also do finance. We have a Finance and Contracts Administration Council, and we recently met in Indianapolis, and that's where we're bringing the contracting and finance people from a lot of our companies in to talk about how do you negotiate, what are terms of the contracts, and trying to enhance their ability to market and sell work. So a lot going on there. We've really been expanding our committee structure. I just met a few minutes ago with a small group on the ballast water issues. Certainly, we're following American Iron and Steel, which I think we'll be talking about it momentarily as well. So doing a lot with the committee structure, some strategic planning, our committees and our conferences. So a lot happening, and I'm really excited about it.
Todd, I can't tell you how happy I am that my to-do list looks nothing like Vanessa's.
Also relocating our office.
So in the midst of that,
we're also finding new digs.
Something to keep you
busy.
So
that's the easy part of this thing. So buy America, Vanessa. I mean, it's obviously an issue that has strong opinions on both sides. And why is that issue so important to your membership, and how are you approaching it?
Well, it's interesting. As a trade organization, in almost all things, we have a diversity of opinion within our membership. And so we're very careful about the ways that we can pull our members' interests around certain topics. Obviously, there might be winners and losers and all this. So we're careful about it, and we're approaching it from the big picture. And the issue that we have with American Iron and Steel is it really does create winners and losers in this industry. We have U.S. manufacturers here, physically located in the U.S., and manufacturing products that are not allowed now to sell their products in the U.S. So their business is going down the tubes. And we have strong relationships with manufacturing in Mexico, in Canada, in the EU, all over the world. It's a global economy. We want our products in the U.S. to be sold everywhere in this world. And when we, and Congress in particular, puts on a local content requirement like the American Iron and Steel, we're basically telling the world, we will not accept your products here in the U.S., but we are quite confident that you're going to be taking our products abroad. And that's not working that way. The Canadians are quite exercised about this and concerned, and we're looking at the bigger picture, which is what's good collectively for all manufacturers in America, not just the couple of winners that come out of this legislation. And we're looking at our ability to sell abroad and to expand the markets for all the manufacturers, not just WEMA members. Everyone that's here on this exhibit floor that wants to sell abroad does not benefit when we're putting local content requirements and preventing our trading partners from trading with us.
Tough issue, and I, for one, am really pleased to see WEMA and you personally stepping up and addressing it.
Well, thank you.
It's something that needs to be done. Shifting gears a little bit, WEMA co-chaired a tech session here at ACE. Tell us about that, and tell us a little bit about the reaction to it.
Well, we did, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. This actually started with my predecessor, Dawn, a couple of years ago. We were really concerned, particularly on the water side, but the lack of ability to really innovate in the water arena. And we hear this all the time. I've been doing this for 30 years. And so she took it upon herself and WEMA to go out and survey our members and find out, well, what are the barriers that you're finding and why isn't there innovation in the water industry? And so we coalesced around a number of key issues and presented last year, co-chaired a session with Randy Moore from Utility Services on this issue of overcoming the barriers. And so we identified the barriers and created a committee structure and had a very productive first session here at ACE last year. And it was so popular that we decided to do it again this year. So this year's session was titled Overcoming Barriers to Innovation and Technology. And we had Peter Gravatt from the EPA Office of Groundwater and Drinking Water, Professor Quarini from the UK talking about a technology called ice pigging, which was quite fascinating. Mm. And then, of course, pretty much everyone knows Marc Lechevalier from American Water.
They were
talking about
their
innovation efforts, which are quite impressive. And we had a great dialogue about why there's challenges in the water industry with innovation. And we had, as we were walking the floor and promoting this, we had one of the exhibitors say, well, don't you know the U.S. has put the no in innovation?
Ooh.
Right.
Oh,
so we said, well, come to our session and you can hear about how we're trying to put the yes back into innovation. And clearly there's a little bit of a dichotomy. On the water side, the drinking water side, there is a tendency to be quite conservative in the approach. You're talking about public health.
Right.
You're talking about compliance and standards. And there's serious ramifications if you're out of compliance. I mean, it's legal, you can go to jail. And your public health is at stake. So we find that there's perhaps right now more opportunity on the wastewater side. And we're moving from this siloed, drinking water, wastewater, storm water into this sort of one water kind of approach. And we're looking more holistically at water as a resource. And it's really no longer a wastewater plant. It's becoming a water or a resource recovery facility. And so we're looking at ways that we can get nutrients back out. We're looking at ways that we can create energy and actually run some of the pumps and the processes within the plant itself, even selling back to the grid and making money for the utility. So as an industry, I think we're really moving towards a new concept of what water is and how we use water, how we reuse water, and how we get more out of it than historically we have. So it was a great session. I was just at one of the committee meetings here at ACE, and they're going to run it again next year.
Oh, great.
We've been doing quite a bit of work and discussing with EPA. They've got some great initiatives going on in this area as well. Sally Gutierrez out of Cincinnati has created and is the head of their cluster initiative. And so there's groups of clusters all over the country now. They're popping up all over the country where they're bringing together new technology, venture capitalists, small business association, utilities, kind of coalescing around these technologies and incubating them and giving them an opportunity to grow and finance them and see, you know, if they're going to be providing solutions for us. There's a lot of excitement about this area, and I think it's a great opportunity for us.
No kidding. Wow. Well, I appreciate all your good work. Vanessa, Todd and I would like nothing more than to continue our dialogue with you, but the great hall around us is literally coming down.
It is. I think something almost fell on my head.
So I think we are about out of time. Before we let you go, where can people go to get more information about WEMA?
Well, you can go to www.wema.org. Certainly, Vanessa at wema.org. I'll answer all the emails, and we'd be happy to talk to anyone. We respond to questions from all folks and manufacturers, members, non-members alike. We're happy to help. And educate and inform.
Vanessa Leiby, the Executive Director of the Water and Wastewater Equipment Manufacturers Association. Vanessa, we appreciate your fine work. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure's
Thanks,
ours.
Thanks, Vanessa.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14 has come to an end. We look forward to seeing you in Anaheim at ACE 15. This is Todd and Todd signing off. We'll see you soon.